Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live in Studio A this afternoon with John Bell and Jimmy Herring. Thank you so much for dropping by, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. They've got the new CD out, Dirty Side Down, and it's on ATO Records. And they're going to start us off with one right now. Will you talk a little bit about this song, and is it off the new album?
Oh, of course, because, you know, we're schlepping ourselves across the country. So, yeah, this one is called Shut Up and Drive. And that's pretty much what it means.
It is what it is.
So for everybody out there and driving around.
No texting.
This may be for you. You ready?
You ready. That's
all right.
It.
Whispered, Daddy, oh, I love your stories. I want to hear them all, but not right now. Oh, baby, you talking pictures. See them all, but not right now. We taught this sunrise to light, but for this minute she sighed. Oh, shut up and drive. Thank you. got some late light. Came true on last night's ride. The shadow shifting all night. Oh, we're dreaming the sunrise alive. Make it real if we just close our eyes. Say, I see it too, she said. Shut up and drive.
Shut Up and Drive is John Bell and Jimmy Herring joining us live from Studio A this afternoon. And the band has been together 25-plus years.
Almost 25 years.
Almost 25 years. Okay, well, getting close to that. And this is the 11th studio recording and, you know, a slew of live albums in between those. How does a band, from being on the road and back home with families and et cetera, how do you go about putting the next record together as far as lyrics, music, and then as a solo writer and as with the band?
Generally, you know, everybody tries to write, and a lot of people will have certain ideas when we do get together to write. Mm-hmm. And then then, you know, you'll have this riff, and then someone else will go, hey, this would be cool to add to that. Okay, that's the obvious way. Uh-huh. But then the group writing just comes together when we get together. And really, there's no way that we can prepare for that. We just show up, and we're all in the same place at the same time and start writing together.
And I'm sure it just seems so natural after this long time being together. And Jimmy, you've been playing for years, too, and I know you're the newest,
I'm the newest guy. Yeah, and I'm really new. I'm only 4 years old. So.
yeah, you're just a baby. No. But, you know, you get it, though, and I'm sure it does come naturally with such seasoned musicians and working with a band that's been together for so long.
Yeah, and plus I've known them since 89, and that makes it easy for me because, mm-hmm. you know, they were my friends before I was ever in their band.
Yeah.
So that makes it a lot easier. You know, you feel comfortable, you know.
And a more family-oriented kind of thing,
yeah.
right?
Oh,
do you guys
yeah.
do family picnics and stuff together?
I don't think if we've gone as far as a picnic. but... No, we find each other in catering a lot.
Yeah.
Well, John Bell, would you take us back to about 25 years ago and your buddy Mike Hauser, and you know, rest in peace, of course, and the small club that you probably started out in together, and then met Dave Schools, and that's how it all came about.
Well, Mike and I started out as a duo. We met in college dorm rooms and mm-hmm. stuff like that, and. And there was something clicking there. There was the improvisational thing. We just felt good playing with each other, and there wasn't. And we got, most importantly, at that point, we got along, you know, just as buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And we met Dave about a year later. Met Todd about a year later. After that, and then once you have drums in the band, you could kind of call yourself a band. We were an ensemble before that.
And so do you remember the first place that you played together, and how many people were there?
Was it a band?
Yeah.
Oh, it was, let me see, because we marked that as the inception of the band, which is 86, February 8th of 86, February 10th. And it was, there were a lot of people there because it was, there were a lot of bands, and it was for Feeding Africa.
Nice.
And so it was very cool. Yeah, we were, that was a big night for us.
Good cause and a great night for a fruition of, so to speak, of widespread panic. And the beginning, almost 25 years ago. And are the band, now when you head back home, I know you guys are still based in that area, in the Athens area, right? Like Smith's Old Bar, I've read about, or are some of those old places that you used to play back then still there?
And well, Smith's is in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But,
right.
But that's a really cool little show place where uh-huh. We did, I think we did our first record release when we first did our major release with Capricorn Records. We did it at Smith's. But, you know, the 40 Watt's still there.
40 Watt, that's
it's moved around a lot of places, but still right there in the downtown area. And it's been where it is now for probably 15 years.
Wow, okay.
Uptown Lounge, I think, is still in existence.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's where we started. I wouldn't call us a house band, but we played every Monday night.
Very cool.
And
so when you head back home that way, do you stop in and visit and check out any music, or do you have time? Depends.
Rarely. Mm-hmm. My wife and I don't come out of the hills too much.
You got to relax sometime, right?
Yeah.
Well, you're always touring. Well, not always. You do take some days off to go with the wife in the hills and whatnot. But and there's three upcoming shows in Chicago coming up, and something kind of cool going on with the Chicago Cubs. Will you tell us a little bit about that on Saturday? Aren't you throwing the first pitch?
Sometimes they let me sing the national anthem, and this time it's an opening pitch, and which I must warm up for. Way more than I need to warm up for playing gigs.
Did you used to play baseball at all?
No.
Growing up?
I mean, in the schoolyard across the street.
Uh-huh.
No formal training
there. No formal training. Well, we'll see how that goes. Check it out on Saturday. And then it's a sold-out show that night in Chicago. But there are a limited amount of tickets left at the gate only tonight for the show at the LC Outdoors, rain or shine. Gates at 5 o'clock. And Umphrey's McGee at 6, and then Widespread Panic will perform at 7:30. They'll do two sets, and we'll do another ticket giveaway a little bit later on after this song. And we've been talking about Athens, but you're originally from Cleveland. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland,
okay.
Yeah, in Shaker Heights.
And head back home that way, or do you have family still there? Or?
I've got family here.
Oh, really?
My sister and
awesome.
And a buddy of hers from high school, they're here.
Okay.
That's got a little home team support there. Some of my buddies from high school are coming up too. Or coming down, rather.
Coming down, right. Yep. Gotcha. Yeah. A couple of our friends just came down and celebrating a birthday over there, checking in. Big fans of yours.
Happy birthday.
It's John Bell, Jimmy Herring, live from Studio A, and they're just thrilled to have you here, and you're going to play a couple more for us. What's this next one you're going to do?
Say it.
I think this one's Dirty Side Down.
All right.
In. There's a paradise found. I'll keep your shiny side up and your dirty side down. Climb aboard.
Oh, climb aboard. Listen to the wind whisper. Climb aboard.
Is right. Set your course and take it in stride. Oh, sometimes the simplest truths look simpler outside. Climb aboard.
Oh, climb aboard. Listen to the wind whisper. Climb aboard, climb aboard the road. Remember, fly. Ah, carved in outside.
over time slowly. Stories told when no one lies, whispers in the old tree. Catch this ride. Settle in. There's a paradise round. Keep your shiny side up and your dirty side down. Come aboard. Climb aboard. Listen to the wind whisper. Aboard the rolling ember, fly. Carve in the mountainside over time slowly. Stories told when no one lies, whispers in the old tree.
You also do some golfing and for a good cause at a benefit. Will you tell us a little bit about that? And it just went into its 11th year, I think.
Sure. Thanks. That was, it's called... Hannah's Buddies, named after my goddaughter, Hannah Elliott, and she has spinal muscular atrophy, which is just as the name describes, mm-hmm. Muscles atrophy as her life progresses, and it's, you know, kind of a bummer, poor innocent kid right off the bat, and there are a lot of kids that are like that, and when we... discovered it in Hannah around her first birthday. It was still a fairly misdiagnosed or left, you know, it was a mystery kind of disease. And so, in the feel good department, we've been going down to Orlando every year and, having a golf tournament and a silent auction with a lot of cool stuff signed by athletes and musicians. And then we put on a little concert, and that's usually me and some other bands that we know that, you know, we friends with or meet along the road, and it's so far we've raised about $2.5 million
that's
on that.
Great.
And it works out great, and it's everybody has a lot of fun in the name of a very, you know, serious cause. And Hannah is doing great.
Awesome, awesome.
She just came to visit the other day.
That's great to hear. That's awesome. And so how does one get involved with that? Is there something on Wiseford Panic site, or is it just kind of a Florida thing, you know, like more of a private? How does that
work? It's a the event is open to the public, mm-hmm. And the package deals with the golf and cool. that kind of thing, but you might just want to come to the concert that evening.
Okay.
And but you can definitely find it through our website. There's a link, or fightsma.org, I believe. Could be .com, could be .org. I think you'll get there no matter what, especially with Google makes
you'll
things pretty
it, right?
easy.
For, you know. Google it.
And Hannah's Buddies.com would probably get you there too.
Very nice. Now, are you a good golfer, would you say?
Or? No.
What about you, Jimmy? You golf?
I don't play golf, but I think JB's pretty good.
Oh,
well, I used to play a lot more. And
I say pretty good. I think he's really good.
What do you say? What's the handicap? Is that what you say in golf? I'm not sure.
No. Well, me and some of the guys played 2 days ago while we were here. And I shot about a 90. So that's right. These days, that's pretty good for me.
All right.
I don't throw as many clubs as I used to.
That's the hardest game in the world. That's pretty good.
Anger management.
So that part of my game has improved vastly.
Good to hear. We'll keep an eye on you tonight. John Bell and Jimmy Herring, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time out to play live for us. And and so excited for this album as well. So many great ones. Dirty Side Down is the latest on ATO Records. And Widespread Panic performs tonight. Gates are at 5 o'clock. It's an outdoor show at the LC. Humphreys McGee at 6, and then Widespread Panic at 7:30. What's this last one you're going to do?
Cool. Let me just, I've been bouncing around with tunings. Got to make sure I'm in there. Let's see. This one is called Old Joe. Right.
Thanks, guys.
And it's, who knows, it's from way back, or kind of back. Well, old Joe, he moves slow. He liked to look at things and paint pictures on his radio. He said they make the songs look better. Well, one day Joe met a girl, a sweet breathing thing, dancing naked nudie in the winter snow. Underneath her dozen sweaters and someday somewhere some things get hit by lightning and some things just don't. Hope long and lucky, and one thing's for sure, or maybe it isn't, that no matter where you are, it's this life that we're living. To look at things.